Hi, I'm Jamie Bissonette, and you're on the road with Bain, the WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline studio high atop Chicagoland. And on the line with us now, we've got one of America's great chefs, and he is in town for what is getting to be one of Chicago's great events, the Fulton Market Harvest Fest. He is a Food and Wine Best New Chef. He's a James Beard Award winner in great restaurants, acclaimed places like Little Donkey, Toro in Boston, New York City, Bangkok, Copa. He does it all, and also writes a book now and then as well, the one and only Chef Jamie Bissonette. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, Jamie, it's great to have you. Obviously, I've talked to you a little bit here and there at different events around the country. It's great to have you here in Chicago, and you have traveled all over the place. You've got restaurants in different spots around the world. When it comes to Chicago, I know you're here to support Steph and all the things that we're doing and to have a great time with some friends, but what do you think of Chicago?
I think, you know, right now Chicago has, in my opinion, the most interesting dining scene in America. There's just so much going on. There's so much camaraderie. There's so many interesting things. Like, if I could just go to one place every month to eat, I think Chicago would be it for a while.
And then when you look at the restaurant scene here and you look at the places that you've got places, and as far away as Bangkok as well, I mean, as far as trying to figure out, you know, what diners like, I mean, the restaurant business is tough. We talk about it all the time. It is one of those things I think you got to be hardwired to do. Is there any thought to when you're here and you see just how well received a lot of the chefs and certainly the restaurants from all kinds of diverse cuisines? Do you ever think of maybe putting a place here?
Absolutely not. I love coming here. I don't want to have to work when I'm here, man.
Nice.
I just want to come here and hang out.
All right. I don't know if we would call it, and you are a hard worker, and let the people know too, running those restaurants is tough. And also too, is you are out there promoting the brand and supporting the food and doing that on a regular basis all around the country. But I don't know if they'd call, at least the way that last week we had Stephanie on and she described some of the things that were going on. I don't know if you'd consider it work. I guess. If not, you've got the greatest job in the world. So talk a little bit about what people are going to see and enjoy from you this weekend at Harvest Fest.
All right. So this weekend I'm going to do a cookbook signing. I'm going to do a demo with my friend Ming Tsai. I'm one of the main stages. Last minute, Bruce from L.A., Bruce Common, and I are going to play a quick little pop-up band this afternoon and jam out some things on the stage. And we're going to have an after-party at Momotaro. So we'll be around supporting, having fun. I heard that there's a dunk tank. There's a couple of contests and some, like, pretty nefarious punishments for the losers that Steph has in mind. So it should be a fun weekend.
Yeah, she's devised so many different things. And for the listeners too, there's a great kid zone. So if you bring your kids, you can go ahead and have them kind of there while you enjoy some of the libations and food from some of America's favorite chefs. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. And she had mentioned, and Ming has been, you know, a longtime guest on the show. We've interviewed him lots of times. So it's cool to have kind of that Boston contingent there. Do you guys feel like you're going to, and she had said that you guys are very funny together, which I think it sounds awesome. So are you guys going to share a little bit of Boston with Chicago at the event?
Oh, yeah. Inevitably, we're going to definitely have to talk a little bit about some sports, some rivalries, some, you know, some clear leaders in the industry of hockey, things like that.
All right, definitely. And then, Jamie, too, talk a little bit about the book. You're going to be signing it. Share with the listeners, you know, what they're going to be able to get from you. I know you'll be able to talk with them a little bit, take some pictures and things like that. But to take what it is that you do on the restauranting side, because you are, I think, first and foremost, a restaurateur. A lot of the celebrity chef stuff that you do is there as well. But writing a book, that's a different thing.
Yeah, writing a book was interesting. But we wrote an approachable book called The New Chef-Friendly Cookbook, Exotic Meats to Make and Cure at Home. So it's kind of like I took all the stuff that we do at the restaurants with charcuterie and sausage making, and I wrote it in a way that, like, even my father could make the recipe. So it's really approachable and down to basics. So hopefully people will come buy the book. I can give you some more recipes and hang out and talk. And I just like bantering. So please, if anybody's down, come say hi.
Yeah, right. Talk a little Blackhawks with you. So we'll put a link up for all the different events up at WGNradio.com. And for listeners who want to keep up with all your adventures as you kind of create them, do you want to share your social media?
Yeah. It's at Jamie Biss, just pretty much my name. And you'll be able to see what I'm doing and how I'm misbehaving throughout the weekend by looking me up there.
All right, Jamie, look forward to seeing it. I know you're going to have a blast. I know a lot of the fans, listeners, and kind of event goers are going to have fun hanging out with you at Harvest Fest this weekend as well. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me. Hopefully I'll see you this weekend.